Hello, Winternet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Well, there's no more crying at the discotheque for the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, the Roop move on, the Swedish catwalk returns, and Saturday nights are exciting again. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever, however, and whoever you're listening with. I'm Ewan Spence, behind me are the ESE Insight team, and it's our weekly look around the Eurovision Song Contest, the news, the results, the names, the nominations, and everything in between, all wrapped up in one handy podcast. If you're listening to the podcast from your players, that's brilliant. Thanks for joining in. Consider leaving us a review. If you're listening to us elsewhere, but found us streaming, somebody's uploaded us to a YouTube channel that we don't know about, you've got us on the radio, ESEinsight.com, come back, subscribe to us there, never miss a podcast as we go right up to Rotterdam 2021, the semi-finals on the 18th and the 20th of May, and the grand final on the 22nd of May. We'll keep you up to date with everything that is happening for the show, no matter what scenarios and everything are taking place. One heads up about the actual show itself for May. As with previous years, the host broadcaster will take the staging plans submitted by the broadcasters of their selected song and film them with stand-ins during April to give the broadcaster delegations a first look at how the visuals on the stage look on the TV screen. So they don't go in completely blind to rehearsals. They've got a rough idea of what things look like, what needs to stay, what needs to change. Applications to intern as one of either the 14 dancers or 10 singers are being sought by the production team at Avril Tross. So more details on Avril Tross's website regarding Rotterdam 2021. So, Saturday nights, well, yes, it's national final night pretty much. Everybody gathers round the internet streams to watch right now as it stands from Lithuania and Norway, but other countries will be joining in over the next few weekends. Sweden, of course, is the big one. France is popping up at January, throughout the middle of February. You've got places like Finland's broadcast. All of those are coming up now. And, of course, along with the streams, we have results so we can see who's going through, who's waiting for a second chance, and who is ended their Eurovision journey, but not necessarily ended their musical journey. The number of bands and artists that I've found listening to these national finals that never make it to the contest, but now still stay on rotation in my playlist. Legion. Let's go with Lithuania first. Heat one of Let's Try Again. Love that show name. Saw five qualifiers through to the semi-final. They were best name of the season so far: Voldemar Peterson, Titus and Benaz, and Martina Jezepskiat, Militia Daikirjit, and Ben Yu. 10 ran. Heat 2 takes place this weekend. We'll find another five, the final five, to go through to this 10-strong semi-final. Over in Norway, we also saw Heat 1 last weekend, saw the traditional double duel format, so four go in, and then two against two, and then the winners of that go head-to-head, and the winner of that gets through to the ticket. So for Heat 1, Stina Tarling lost out to BD Bell, Jorn lost out to Blasma Flan, with the vocal talents of Hazel backing them up. So you then had the subsequent duel of Blasma Laffin against Bell, and Blasma Fallon won, going through there to the final. The three losing performers will head to the second chance round the week before. There'll be 12 through there, and one of them will get the final grand final spot. Although do note, this has been pushed back one day. Originally scheduled for February the 14th, it's now going to be on February the 15th. For Ran. Also in Norway, though, we saw performances from two of the automatic grand finalists, namely Kaino and Tix, taking to the stage. We'll now have one of them in each of the shows as well, so there will be a chance to see the automatic qualifiers and the actual qualifiers all before the grand final takes place. No changes to the entry list in terms of switching out songs or anything, or updates or remixes or anything, but North Macedonia has confirmed that last year's representative Vasil will be joining the pool of returning artists and sing for the country and Rotterdam in 2021. This is going to be like third time lucky. So he's picked for 2021. picked for 2020, but was also a backing singer on North Macedonia's entry in 2019. So a lot of experience to call on there. A call for songs has gone out with a closing date of January the 27th. And now over to Finn Ross Russell for some thoughts on the power of national finals to lift our spirits.
Let's be honest, 2020 wasn't great, but thanks to a lot of advanced planning, we know 2021 is going to be different. We can say with 100% certainty that one scenario or another, there will be a Eurovision Song Contest on May 18th, 20th and 22nd, 2021. And I just want to take a moment to say, what a relief that is. Beyond the health crisis, COVID has represented a mental health disaster for many people without the ability to access so many of the things we structure our lives around. But as we stand at the beginning of National Final Season 2021, I am delighted to say that the community can prepare to multi-screen, debate on social media, and listen to the entries with certainty that these National Final winners will get their 3 minutes on the Eurovision stage. The 2021 Eurovision season is one of the most important in history, as the escapism associated with our love of the contest takes on an added significance. And so, no matter what you think of the return of Kaino in Norway, the return of the national final in France, or the return of Mons as a host in Sweden, we can all agree that it's wonderful to have so many great shows to return to, and that the people who made that possible are the real heroes of our time.
Finn Ross Russell there on the power of the national final. Right, let's have a look down the news from various countries that are entering the contest. We'll start with Croatia, as details of the DORA selection process, basically we get more and more of them coming through. We already knew the artists and the song titles, we brought them to you last week, but now we know the full running order of the show. As typical, we'll go for the openers and closers to highlight. Nina Kralik will open the show, who's already performed at Eurovision, and Tony Sitinski and Kiki Ramowski will close. They're going with a four-host setup. It's not yet clear which of the various COVID-secure scenarios broadcaster HRT will be taking for the show in Opatija, but we'll keep an eye on that as we go through and head up to the show. The date for the diary there is February the 3rd. Also looking at those COVID secure scenarios is the team over in Estonia. Eesti Laul, the two semi-finals have been confirmed as no audience options. No word yet on what's going to be happening on the grand final on March the 6th. With it being some time, there is of course the option that science might be able to do a bit more work. But who knows? We'll wait for the advice to come in, we'll wait for the news to follow. Up in Finland, all seven tracks and the performers have been released. It was one a night for the last 7 nights, and there are a wide range of genres on show here. Two production notes as well. The first is that YLE, as well as the previously announced Russian commentary, are going to provide an English commentary for the international viewers online. It's also tweaked the voting balance, so the final score will be made up of 75% public and 25% jury. Show's in February the 20th and it is a one-shot grand final there. Another short note from Israel. Due to the ongoing restrictions, Eden Alen will not be performing live in this week's presentation show, which will show which of the three songs the public has chosen for Eden to sing in Rotterdam. Instead, video clips are going to be used alongside with other Vox Pop clips, footage from Eden and discussions with the composers. Italy next. Speculation in the Italian press over a potential delay to San Remo has kicked over the last couple of days, but that's been knocked back by broadcaster RAI. The dates of March 2nd to March 6th have been reiterated. It will, of course, face a number of restrictions as it looks to have an audience in the Ariston Theatre watching the 26 artists over the 5-night musical marathon. Like many, decisions are going to have to be made quite quickly and quite close to the event. Lithuania and their process for Let's Try Again carries on, but we have a little bit more extra from them. Last year's entry from The Roop on Fire, they've released their contender for the 2021 ticket and their hope to win back-to-back victories on the national final. Discotheque is thankfully not a remake of On Fire, Why try and catch lightning in a bottle twice? Although the Rook didn't get an automatic reselection for, in the same way say Vasil has for North Macedonia, the broadcaster LRT did put them straight into the grand final of the national final, so they don't have to go through the heats or the semi-finals. We're going to see a live performance of it this weekend, though, during Heat 2. And the band have, that means the band have roughly the same amount of time to PR the songs as the entrants that are going through the heats as well. So to try and put it on as much of a level playing field for all parties as possible. Also giving us more details on the second heat is Norway, who are only releasing the artist names on the Monday before the show. So everybody gets like a 6-day window to promote their music before we get the double dual format there. Returning from last year to sing in Heat 2 is Rayleigh with her song Hero, and returning to MGP for a third time following appearances in 1986 and 1990 is Kettle Stockan with My Life Is Okay. They're going to be joined by Daniel Owen singing the song Psycho and Marian Sondheim singing the song Nordiset. This week we'll also see another of their automatic grand final qualifiers sing live. This week it's the turn of Stavanger Kamerate with their song Barndom's Gatter. Okay, what do we know? Portugal, yeah. 20 performers for Portugal's Festival de Canção have been announced by the broadcaster RTP. Lots of Portuguese names in the mix there. And again, big wide range of genres from some classic Portuguese fado right through to indie and beyond. RTP, the broadcaster, has also confirmed that the festival will take place this year with no audience. It's also confirmed that Filomena Catello, one of the Eurovision 2018 hosts, will be hosting that grand final on March the 6th with support from Vasco Palmeirim. And finally here, a little check on Melody Festival. And the production team, like many, are looking at a show with no audience. But that's given the design team some different options in terms of building the stage. So this year's stage looks like this. And it's much more catwalk than square, with highly raked sides pushing into the auditorium, lower camera angles being used, a reflective roof. Basically, these are all sort of things that you couldn't use before, because you had a live audience there that would need to see the stage and the artists and be engaged with. So they get to shake it up a little bit. The Not Leaving the Globen Annex in Stockholm caravan starts on February the 6th. 4 heats, a second chance round, and then a grand final on subsequent Saturdays. Right then, what have we got looking around? Well, quick reminder, of course, that back on ESC Insight, we've got a number of articles going up looking at the contest. This week, Finn Ross Russell has taken a closer look at the decade of the 2000s that shaped the current look and feel of the song contest in many, many ways, even though it's a bit of a rocky decade, it has to be said. Find out more and you can read that at escinsight.com. Those of you listening on the podcast radio, great to have you. Head back to the website for all the subscribe buttons. Those of you who want to hear us in crystal clear digital or audio broadcasting around the UK, thepodcastradio.co.uk, where you'll find a whole bundle of other podcasts to listen to as well. And Europe's Heartbeat continues its weekly broadcast of new music, chart hits and Eurovision potential songs, hosted by myself at europesheartbeat.com. New show every Saturday afternoon. Okay, dates to the diary. Saturday, January the 23rd. That's this weekend. Heat 2 in Lithuania, Heat 2 in Norway. Monday, January the 25th, will be Israel's televised reveal of Eden Alen's song for Rotterdam 2021. And next Saturday the 30th will be the Heat 3 in Lithuania and Norway. But we'll also have the grand final from France. Their one-shot shows C'est vous qui décidez, to choose their song to go to the song contest. So that's us. That's Eurovision news this week. Thank for your ears. Leave your comments, your likes, your loves, your shares. You can even leave your reviews and give us 12 points wherever you listen to your podcasts. Stay safe out there. Be kind to everybody you see. Ta-ra for now. Guitars, please. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence, Ellie Chalkley and the ESC Insight team. www.escinsight.com.